My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to listen to yourself. I know that a lot of people find listening to audio recordings or watching video recordings of themselves to be painful, but it doesn't have to be. And it can be a great way to become more effective at communication. So Before Breakfast is celebrating its 5th anniversary right around now. Since launching this show in March of 2019, I have recorded well over 1,300 episodes. My process involves recording and then listening to the recording to double-check for my producer if there are any required sound edits. I do not love the sound of my voice, but at this point, I have gotten used to it. I also listen to interviews I have done on other people's podcasts. Doing so has brought me face-to-face, or perhaps ear-to-ear, with some of my more annoying vocal tics. I have not gotten rid of all of them by any means, but at least being aware of them has helped me do them a little less. So I know not everyone is into podcasting, but many people do have to address other people at some point. Maybe you lead meetings. Maybe you occasionally give interviews about a topic. Maybe you sometimes need to give speeches. Listening to and watching yourself is one of the easiest ways to get feedback on your performance. I'd like to think that I am not burying my head in the score when I am singing with my choir, but I have watched videos, and you can see the top of my head more often than I'd like. So, note to self, look up. If you watch a video of yourself leading a meeting, you can instantly see if you are doing something with your hands that is distracting. Many people are surprised to hear how fast they speak when they are reading something out loud. What feels like a lengthy pause might not actually be noticeable. Maybe you are using filler words like or like frequently. There is no need to give yourself a complex about this, but for formal interviews, you might try practicing answers to the usual questions, so you don't need to resort to these fillers. For instance, if I have just written a book and I am doing podcast interviews about the book, everyone is going to ask me what led me to write the book. There is no need for any ums in an answer. I think the key with all of this is approaching a recording from the perspective that feedback is almost universally helpful. No one is perfect. I am not sure any normal person loves the sound of his or her own voice. We hear our voices differently in our heads than other people hear us. And that difference can be bothersome. But it's not like the difference doesn't exist just because we don't like it. So if you need to communicate for something high stakes, try recording yourself first. If you are interviewing for jobs, have a friend ask you some common questions and record your responses. You will likely be able to pick up on what sounds strong and competent and what doesn't. Good to know. If you will be giving a toast or a speech, videotape a run-through. You will see times when the pacing is off or anything you are doing physically that you are not aware of. Other people listen to us all the time, but we don't necessarily listen to ourselves. Doing so means we experience ourselves as others would. Knowing what others are experiencing makes for better communication. So, it's worth giving it a shot. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.